your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula T. coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. Every week we come to you to help you create uncommon wealth in the markets, taking your finances to a higher power. So it is Sunday, May 17, 2026, and let's get started. For those of you that have called in, we don't have any workshops scheduled yet. We may have some scheduled over the summer, but right now my schedule is just not too open. I have a couple book projects I've got to get completed, and you know, so that kind of puts a little kink in scheduling live workshops. Now, with that said, you can call me and do a workshop, and I can come to your area, or you can come to my area. That's always an option. So you don't have to wait to have other traders there. You can, because the one-on-ones are actually my most popular. That's what I do most of. So just, you know, just keep it in mind. Okay. All right. The next book, The Sacred Path of Warrior Traders, we are winding that up, wrapping that up, and it should be out for publication in June. So that's clearly just weeks away. It kind of took on a life of its own, and I think it's going to be really good. So thank you all for your patience. Now, there's something that I kind of want to go over with you folks, and we've touched on this before, but in terms of the free materials out there, by Mark Douglas. There's three workshops that he did that were for three specific investment groups. Okay. And what you have to understand is those three workshops that have been pirated incessantly across the internet, those are not the workshops that he and I did together. And they're certainly not the workshop that I do today. Those workshops, although, you know, using some of the materials from our books, were geared specifically for those three groups, for those people in that audience. And the reason I say that is because when we were hired to give those presentations, the attendees sent in questions to get answered. So we created the script for those workshops, and even though they're similar, for those groups. So, you know, I don't understand why traders don't understand this. I get emails on a regular basis where you know traders are frustrated because, you know, one guy, he said he's watched the pirated four-part series with Mark. He's watched it over 1,000 times, and he still had questions. So, you know, folks, you got to understand, that is not the entire set of materials. Those workshops are just, you know, a small part of what we teach, all right? And it's also a generic presentation because we're giving it. Whereas in our workshops, that's one-on-one, or that's in a small group, say less than 10 traders. So you would be able to ask your specific questions about your specific challenges with your trading. I don't know how more clear I can be about this. I really don't. You know, it's just kind of a mystery to me. I have to come back and say this again and again. When it should be pretty clear to someone who's watched these videos countless times that there's something not included. Of course, there's a lot of stuff that wasn't included because it's just for those specific groups. Now, if you picked up the phone and scheduled a consultation with me, you would get your answer, you would get your questions answered. But, you know, most of you don't want to do that. You'll send an email saying, what else you got for free? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not even going to respond to those emails any longer because I have done so for quite some time, probably longer than I should have, to be gracious and kind. And I'm just not going to do it anymore. So, I'm going to give you a good example of this. I got an email from a gentleman trader, and he went on for probably about 2 pages about what a genius Mark Douglas was and how he's watched the videos, the pirated videos, countless times. He claims to have read, your book, because he thinks we only have one book, countless times. And yet he wanted more information. One of the things that he wanted is he wanted to know what other materials, books, videos, lectures, whatever, by other people that had influenced Mark's perspective. Now, first of all, there isn't anybody else that influenced Mark's perspective except mine. All right, folks, you got to step back here for a second because Mark and I created the field of trading psychology from our perspective as traders. He was a retail broker. I was a floor trader. Okay, so what we came up with was a mindset that we felt other traders could benefit from. We didn't set out to write books. We didn't set out to do workshops. It all just began with conversations with other traders and us taking notes saying, well, you know, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to think. And so that's how it all got created. So what's interesting with a lot of these emails that I get is that many traders are convinced that there's a holy grail out there. There is a specific set of materials that's going to make them think like the great Mark Douglas, the guru of trading psychology, you know, the genius, and how much they respect him and his work. And it doesn't matter how many times I'll write back and say, hey, you know, you're talking to the choir here. He and I did this together. Now, I understand that, you know, you guys haven't heard about me as much because when we first started this whole philosophy, we're talking, I don't want to say exactly how many years ago, but let's just say 35 years ago, 30, 35 years ago, we're talking a whole different era. And there was no such thing as trading psychology. So there was no way that you know, the investment world was going to embrace something by a woman. As I wrote back to this trader, when I was a floor trader, there were five women traders on the trading floor between the Board of Trade, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and the Mid-America Commodity Exchange. Five. Okay, that's one hand. All right? And I knew them all. And they had to be really rough and tough to even be able to stay in the pit. So, and I ended up becoming the 25th female floor trader at that time. Now, that's a man's world, period. And I'm not being sexist, and I don't care that it's a man's world, so don't turn this into some sort of different dialogue. All I'm saying is that years ago, women had a very difficult time breaking into the investment world. So that's why when we first started out, Mark would do the workshops. Those are the workshops that you are seeing, the two oldest ones. And then the third one, that was just a presentation he gave, you know, to WiseTrade. But I was also at that same conference because I was giving my own presentations, which I would not allow to be recorded for this very reason, as we're talking about today. So my point being is that if you're under the age of 50, you're not going to have a concept of things for women previously. Okay. Now I've had to, you know, kick and claw my way to get my name out there. And it's taken me a good 20 years even. And even to this day, you know, people discount me because I'm all by myself, meaning I don't have Mark behind me. So the point is, it's still a man's world in many areas. So my point is, do not think just because you haven't heard about me as much as the pirated videos of Mark doesn't mean that I haven't been around just as long, because I would not allow our Mark's and my workshops to be recorded. Not at all. For this very reason, because I knew that they were going to get pirated eventually. So whatever's out there, that's what you're going to get about Mark. I'm not giving you anything else I have, because you've already got all of that for free. You want to buy our other workshops? Then sign up for one. It's that simple. And then you're going to get all the new material. And the new material that's coming out is so dynamic. I am just so excited to share it. But we're not going to do it in a way where it's all across the internet. That's just not going to happen. So just bear that in mind, that just because you may not have heard about me doesn't mean I didn't exist. And I'm, you know, I keep saying I'm not going to talk about this anymore, but apparently, you know, you guys just aren't getting it. So, you know, it's just something you're missing out. You're missing part of the equation. And part of the equation is the reason you're so confused and the reason that you can't put this all together is that you don't understand that this was a joint effort. This was a joint effort. And, you know, please don't write me back and say, oh, I'm so glad to see you're filling in his shoes. I'm not filling in anyone's shoes but my own. So let's think about that for a moment, because we've got some other stuff to go through here today. And take a breath, relax as we head into break, and we will be back shortly. Okay, we are back. I did want to mention that we just reissued my book, Success Without Fear. And this book has been updated. It's been in print for, let me see how long we've had it in print. It's been a while, but so it needed to be updated. It's been in print since 2007. So we're talking almost 20 years. Now in this book, we talk about your mindset. It's not specifically geared toward traders, but it is applicable to all traders, because what we're talking about is how fear limits our success. And, you know, so one of the first things you have to do is understand, you know, what is fear? I mean, what are you afraid of? I mean, the first chapter of the book, I talk about, and I think I've talked about it last year sometime on the show, when Mark and I were in Arizona on business, he was trading with a client and I was at home, and I went into the kitchen to get some coffee, and there was a huge, huge, huge spider on the wall, as big as my hand. Now that is really big. It wasn't a tarantula. Anyway, I called Mark on his cell phone. I'm still laughing about this. Sorry. And I'm hysterical, right? And now, you know, we have a no-kill policy in our home. And where, you know, if there's something inside, a bug, a spider, a mouse, whatever, we relocate it back out into nature. All right. We don't kill anything. So, you know, Mark was annoyed because, he's with a client. And I said, no, you need to come home like right now. And he's like, just, you know, get a glass, you know, put it in the glass and let it outside. I said, no, you don't understand how big this is. And literally, I was hysterical. So he hangs up the phone, gets home about 20 minutes later. Now I'm standing in the kitchen, if that thing was going to move, I was going to probably have a heart attack. Anyway, so he gets home and he's really hot. I mean, he's pretty angry at me about interrupting him with his client. And so he walks into the kitchen and I just pointed to the wall and Mark took a look at it and he goes, oh my. I said, yeah, you see what I mean? You know, and he's like, wow, that's a hell of a spider. And I'm like, yeah. So anyway, he's like, well, what are we going to put it in? I said, I don't know. Anyway, so we finally figured out, well, we took a picture of it and went on online and researched it. And it was a crab spider. And they're in the Southwest. And they are large. They grow anywhere from 3 to 6 inches in circumference, including their legs. And but the thing that freaked me out, and this was actually the start of Success Without Fear book, was they can lay hundreds of eggs. And they like to live inside your home, in closets, attics, garages, and so forth. Now, they're not poisonous, and, you know, and the reason they're called crab spiders is they kind of look like crabs, but, and they run really fast. I mean, sideways, right? They just boom. And so I was completely, completely flipped out that now there's going to be hundreds of these huge spiders in our home. So anyway, we got a piece of Tupperware, you know, kind of plopped it in there and then took it out and put it in the park down at the end of the street under a bush. So I just went crazy cleaning, disinfecting, you know, Lysol spraying, you know, everything. I mean, I was packed up. I was ready to move. I was done. That's how irrational I was. So my point being is that when I, you know, a couple weeks went by, I never saw another one inside our house. I did see them outside, but I didn't see one inside, but I still slept with the light on my side of the bed, and, you know, stuff like that. And so I had to realize that I had no evidence that there were any other of those crab spiders inside my house. And yet I was convinced that there were. And it's the same with trading. You can be convinced that the market is moving in a certain direction, even when there's no evidence to support it. So I had to admit to myself that I had fear. And it wasn't necessarily about the spider. It was about other things. The unknown factors in life. Just, you know, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? That kind of thing. So when we start talking about fear, you have to understand that fear is one of the strongest distractions to traders achieving their goals. One of the strongest distractions you can have, just like your fear of loss, fear of missing out, fear of getting in too early or too late, fear of not following your rules. Fear is fear. It doesn't matter what you're afraid of. If you have fear, then you're distracted and then you no longer have focus. And without focus, how are you going to take profit, much less grow it? So we have to go step back a moment and really define what fear is in our mind and what we're truly afraid of as traders. Now, fear of loss is is a natural reaction, but it's the underlying message behind the fear of loss that we have to address. If you lose as a trader, you have, you know, multiple drawdowns, or you're a boom and buster, you're not necessarily afraid of losing. You're afraid of feeling like what? Feeling like a loser? Feeling stupid? Feeling that you're not going to be able to really pull this off? So it's not the actual fear of loss. It's all the underlying emotions behind that that have to be recognized, accept that they're in there, and then give yourself permission to de-energize those emotions and to allow yourself to adapt into a more productive mindset. And that's what we do here. That's what we provide traders, is this unique set of thought processes to help you achieve your goals. So you have to understand that you have to let the fear go so as to change you yourself from what is to what was. Meaning you have to be willing to change whatever fears you have into something that is the past, not something that's here today and for your future. So a lot of our fear comes from simple things in life. Like everybody can think back to say, oh, yeah, I got talked into doing that. Or conversely, I got talked out of that. Or even more emotionally challenging, you had to compromise, right? And then eventually you just gave in to whatever the situation was that you were talked into or talked out of, or you compromised on, or you gave in. And so that leads you, as in the graph on page 75 in my book, that's a downward arrow. That's not upwardly mobile. That's not upward movement. And when you get talked into, talked out of, or you compromise, or you give in, then you're almost paralyzed to move forward to accomplish your goals. That's just the way it works. Okay? So I'm going to give you an exercise here. I'm going to give you two, actually. We're getting close to break. I want you to write down one specific incident in your life where you felt you should have stood up for yourself. And write down why you didn't stand up for yourself. Now, this is just for you, right? You know, you don't have to share this with anyone. This is for you to start taking an assessment of why you're not as successful as you want to be as a trader. And obviously, if you were as successful as you wanted to be as a trader, you probably wouldn't be tuning in here. So during the break, just, you know, take a few moments and write that down and see what you come up with. You might be surprised. So I'm going to let you do that. We're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, now here's another exercise for you to do. I want you to write down three examples of when you allowed someone to talk you out of something that you truly, really, absolutely wanted to do. Or conversely, write down three examples of when you allowed someone to talk you into doing something you did not want to do. Okay, now you could end up with six examples of both sides, but you know, just choose one for the exercise. And then when you're done with that, I want you to write down why you allowed someone else to talk you into or talk you out of something, whatever it was. And be honest, folks. You know, this is how you get to the root cause of any limiting thoughts or beliefs you have about being successful as a trader. Because if you have a history, and we all have history of people influencing things we want to do or things we want to say or not do or not say, I mean, it's just life, you know, because some things don't really matter, right? It's like you're not going to get into a heated argument over where to go for dinner, you know, with your partner. If they want to go eat Chinese, you may say, oh, I don't want Chinese, but it's not going to be a big deal. And so you may just go along with it and say, okay, well, I'm not really in the mood for Chinese, but we'll get Chinese because it's not a big deal. That's not the type of things I'm talking about. However, that could be part of the mix. If you feel all these little things that you compromised on are limiting your focus to see opportunity, not only see opportunity, but grab a hold of it by taking profit in the markets, then yeah, you would have to go back and reassess those small incidents that accumulate into a level of energy of not trusting yourself to make financial decisions as a trader. Now, I know we all grew up with, you know, the sayings, you know, hey, don't rock the boat, don't make waves, fit in, you just got to get along. And of course, the classic one, be a team player. And all those phrases, all they are meant to do is to stifle creativity. Now, when I say that, there's a caveat that, yes, we all have to get along in society. So, yeah, you know, you don't have to make waves. You don't have to rock the boat every single time. But if something is truly that important to you, as all of you who contact me say your trading is, then you have to step back and say, I know deep down inside, I'm a good trader. I know this is what I'm meant to be. I know this is what I'm meant to do. And I would agree with you. And then I would ask you, if you truly believe that, then number one, and write this down, this is another exercise, you have to ask yourself, why don't I believe in myself? I can say it, but I don't believe it. And then number two, if you truly want to be a trader, then why are you letting anyone else's comments influence you in a negative way about trading? Now I'm going to give you an example. There's a client that I've been working with, very smart man. And, you know, he's seen some things in his trading career and, you know, specifically some of the crypto stuff. And he's pretty enamored of, you know, the FTX guy. I mean, he just thinks Sam Friedman is the bomb, and I'm using his words. He just thinks he's just the smartest thing on the planet. And, you know, we had quite a discussion about the fact that, he is pretty smart because, you know, he's got, I don't know, $40 million offshore or however many, I think might even be billion. I don't know. I don't remember. But, you know, and so he's going to be in prison for a while, but he's got all that money to look forward to when he gets out. So yeah, I would have to agree that in that sense, he was pretty smart in money management. Okay. So this trader that I'm working with is conflicted because he can, you know, he's not an IT guy. So, you know, he knows how all of the technology can make something like this happen. So he's conflicted because he knows he could do something similar, but he really just wants to do it trading. So we went back and forth and back and forth with, I don't know, half a dozen consultations. And finally, I just said, look, you know, you got to make up your mind. do you want to be like an FTX guy, or do you really want to be one of the greats, one of the great traders? And he said, I'm not sure. I said, okay, now you just answered your question. And there's no judgment here on my end, folks. You can make your money however you want to. It has absolutely no meaning to me whatsoever because I'm not you. It's not my life. If you want, no matter how you make your living, that's up to you. It's your choice. Okay. And that's what I told this trader. I said, if you want to do some sort of crypto thing or junk bonds or whatever, then that has to be okay with you in your mind. But if you want to be, you know, an authentic professional trader, that has to be okay in your mind. So what he had done, as well as a lot of other traders, is they've created a conflicting set of beliefs that even though they know that some of these goofballs out there didn't necessarily make their millions or billions on the up and up, that attraction to the level of wealth interferes with them being able, traders being able to see true market data, because all they can see is what they haven't made. That's my phrase, trading zone of lack, where that's all you can see is what everyone else is pulling out of the markets or allegedly pulling out of the markets, and what you haven't been able to do. So this creates a conflict within our mental environment that you can see how people can make this kind of money, whether, again, it's on the up and up or not. You can also hear about traders who claim to take, you know, quarter of a million out of the markets every day, which they may or may not be, who knows. But, and then you look at your own equity amount and it's nowhere near that. So the temptation to do, let's say, things outside of authentic trading, you know, it's there. I mean, look, we're all human. Okay. Everybody gets tempted. I mean, I'll give you a good example from my life. Number of years ago, I went to go to the bank to make a deposit. And it was a business account. And this was before the business accounts had, ATMs, all right, where you literally had a key to the bank deposit. This is outside of bank hours, okay? Like after a store closes or a restaurant closes, they can take their bank bag and you had a special key just for your company. And it was, like putting, like at the post office, when you put a box in the chute and you push the lever and it rolls in. So it was just a deposit thing. So one night I was making a deposit and inside the bank, I opened the drawer and there was another company's bank bag. And it was a clear bag and it was just full of cash. Now, they had forgotten to push the button to make it actually go inside the bank. It was still, in the outside area. It was locked, but it hadn't been, they hadn't completed the transaction. So I stood there for a few minutes and, this thing was just full of $100 bills. Full. You know, what person wouldn't be tempted, right? Anyway, so I closed it up and I pressed the lever, let their bank bag go in first. And then of course I opened the vault again and put our deposit in. And then the next day I went to the bank and I told them what happened. And they said, they had reviewed the tapes and, there it was. And so the owner of that business actually called me up the next day and thanked me for, alerting them to that because they had an employee that they felt was probably going to steal the bank deposit. And that's why he didn't complete the deposit. It looked like he did on camera, but he really didn't. So anyway, so we met and we went out to dinner at Morton's Steakhouse. But my point being is that anybody can be tempted. Okay, we're all human, especially if we don't feel that we are at our best with our trading. So if you're tempted to do something that's not exactly authentic with your trading, just, you know, recognize it and resolve it. Okay? Either do it or decide you're not going to do it. Just don't sit on the fence. Trading is not a business where you can sit on the fence. You have to have a clear and present focus to achieve your financial goals. All right? So if you're going to get distracted by something that's attractive, but you don't necessarily know how to grab a hold of it, then what's the point? You got to stick with the sure thing. Now, when I say that, I don't mean close your mind to probabilities. What I'm saying is stick to the real thing, the authentic thing. That means stick with your trading system. Stick with your edge. Stick with your rules. And follow through. And that's what's going to give you ultimately the growing equity curve that you so desire. Now, just because it doesn't happen overnight doesn't mean it won't happen. You just have to be patient. Sometimes trading is really boring. But if you really want to, you know, be true blue to yourself, give yourself permission to be an authentic trader. You're going to be really happy in the end that you did. All right? So let's think about that as we head into break again. And we will be back to you in a moment with some more good stuff. All right, so one of the things that I highlight in my workshops and my coaching is understanding what self-mastery is. Because I do get a few comments every now and then asking me, what do you mean by self-mastery as a tool for taking profit? Self-mastery is simply this: authoritative mental energy. Now, there's probably many ways we already manage our mental energy, but probably wouldn't think of it quite in that way. For example, let's look at it this way. It's possible for any one of us to take what starts out to be a slight emotional wound. Let's say somebody insulted you. Not gravely, but just, you know, some snide comment, okay? But we as humans could focus on that, which would intensify that emotional energy behind that probably meaningless insult to the point where we could end up in a state of emotional frenzy. I mean, we've all been there, right? I mean, I know there's been times when I thought I was insulted and I'd be ranting and raving about it to Mark, and Mark would say, "Who cares? It's no big deal." So I know you know what I'm saying. And we can get wound up in this emotional turmoil by our willingness to think about whatever caused us to feel insulted. That's focus. So now you're focused on the insult. So now you're distracted from your trading. So we got to keep in mind, folks, that our thoughts can add energy to or detract energy from that insult, that emotional wound, as I call it, depending on what kind of thoughts we choose to think about it. If we think negative thoughts, we're going to add negative energy to intensify that wound. And of course, it goes without saying that we can carry this to whatever extreme we choose, but more importantly, we can stop intensifying that negative emotional wound whenever we choose. So in effect, we are managing and manipulating our mental environment when we purposefully make ourselves more upset. Purposefully make ourselves more upset. As I've mentioned to you previously, Mark loved to say in our workshops and our coaching that there is not one thought in his mind that he doesn't allow to be there. Now let's think about this for a moment. What does that mean? That means that every thought, every feeling, every emotion that you have inside of you is something that you allow to be in there. Now, have I been insulted in my life? Sure. Especially now, in today's world, because sometimes people don't like what I have to say. It's just life, okay? Most of the time, it doesn't matter to me. I usually laugh it off. But on occasion, it hits a nerve. But I'm making a choice to allow it to hit a nerve. So for traders, it's especially critical for us to take a look at anything that is still bothering us, no matter how big or small, and make a decision. How is this helping me trade? Now you may think, well, I don't think about that during trading. I'm going to argue with you till I'm blue in the face. Yes, you do. Every time you have another boom and bust cycle, there is something inside of you that you don't want to look at, and you don't want to de-energize. It could be a comment that somebody in your family makes about traders, or about you in particular. It could be from an in-law. Maybe they don't like you. It could be from a neighbor who's just being a jerk. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, because you have to figure out why you are allowing anybody else's comments, whether it's on the internet or someone you know. Why are you letting them influence you in a negative way? And this is really important now more than ever, folks. Now more than ever before. We are constantly surrounded by negativity all over social media, all over the news outlets. Everywhere you turn, we're bombarded with, oh my God, you have to take this medication. You got to take that medication. So we have to protect ourselves from this negative atmosphere of dissolving our personal power and distracting us from our financial goals. And this is how and why I teach traders how to think. If you don't know what's distracting you, then you're not thinking for yourself and you're not creating your financial future. So all of my books are geared toward that. And Success Without Fear is going to help you unlock your God-given potential to create uncommon wealth as a trader. Because God wants every single one of us to be as prosperous as we choose to be. But we do have to get out of our own way. Because anything that's in our mental environment, we keep there by choice. We'll go over this in a little deeper in another show, but I just want to let you know, anyone can acquire self-mastery. Anyone. You don't have to have any special background. You don't have to have any amount of money. You don't have to have any special education or higher degree. It's a choice. It's a choice you make to start thinking for yourself and letting go of anything that distracts you from your goals as a trader. Anything. Okay, if you're still upset because somebody said this to you, or you're still upset because your teacher said this, or you feel like you got, you know, pushed around, whatever it is, you have to look at it and make the decision to let it go. Now, I've shared my stories with you. You know, I've got a lot of, you know, baggage in my past, but now my baggage is now Louis Vuitton baggage, meaning the memory is still there, but it's in some darn nice luggage. All right. So just look at it that way. when you take a look at it and choose to let it go, then you are stepping on your God-given path to true prosperity as a trader. And we'll get more into this next week. This is Dr. Paula T. coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. You can reach me at www.paulatweb.com. Phone number 760-636-4290. Have a blessed and prosperous week. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.